Let God be your focus. Let God be your focus. Because if he has given us Jesus, he will also give us everything with him. So when we focus on him, he will give us everything. Don't run after things that don't matter. Run after God. Pant after God. Pant to see the glory of God in the land of the living. In the book of Psalm 63. Now this is what David said. He said here, he says, "O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory." That is the commitment of David. He said, "I want to see your power and your glory. So I long for you. I crave after you. I seek you early. I seek you with all my being. My flesh longs for you. My body longs for you. I do everything." He said, I sacrifice. I make sacrifice. I discipline myself to see your power and your glory. That is the commitment God wants every one of us to make as we go into the new year. The commitment to see God's power and glory. The commitment to long after God, to make God, to cherish God above everything else, above everything, above all our pursuit. Hallelujah. That is God's the commitment. Because as we get to know God, we get to see ourselves and we are changed from glory to glory. As we get to know God, we get to see who we are in him and how he has positioned and programmed us to establish his name in the earth realm. As we get to know God the more, we get to fall in love with him, and we get to now understand ourselves, what he has called us to do, how capable he has made us. Many of us still see God as somebody who is angry with us, but as we begin to see God in the light of the scriptures, we begin to see him as the one who is able to enlarge us, who is able to empower us, who is able to increase us, who is able to make sure that we end our journey well. See, one of the things that made Jesus successful was because he saw God as the one doing the work. He said, "The Father in me does the work." And how successful was he? Because he recognized God as the doer of the work. The Bible says something. He said, "God is at work in you, both to will and to do for his pleasure." In other words, God is going to work in you what pleases him, what brings him pleasure. Hallelujah. That's powerful. God is going to work in you what will produce his highest pleasure and his highest glory. See, God is about his glory. And when God is at work in you, all he will produce is his glory. And that's why we need to know him the more. Because as we begin to get to know him, we begin to understand that God is about his glory. And he will do everything possible to protect his glory. He said, "I'm the Lord." He said, "That is my name. And my glory I will not share with anybody."